Title: Workforce Edit. Blend a vocal stab from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for modern punch and vintage soul. Welcome. In this advanced hands-on lesson, you'll build a single, multi-layered vocal stab you can drop into a drum and bass track. We'll create a tight, punchy, dry stab for impact and a warm, harmonically rich vocoder layer for vintage soul character, using only Live 12 stock devices, sampler or simpler, wave editable, vocoder, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, clue compressor, utility, hybrid reverb and delay, and sends. I'll walk you through chopping the sample, building the sampler stab, setting up carrier and modulator for the vocoder, shaping intelligibility, transient and punch processing, stereo staging, and final glue and automation so the stab sits with drums and bass. What you'll build: a one-shot sampler vocal stab tuned and shaped for DNB tempo, a vocoder harmonic layer, wave-eatable carrier processed by Ableton's vocoder using your chopped vocal as the modulator, two parallel chains, modern punch, transient emphasis and saturation, and vintage soul, vocoder, tapish saturation and plate-style reverb, return buses for reverb and delay, and a glue compressor group for cohesion, micro-timing and automation to make the combined stab sit in the mix. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation and source chopping. 1. Set the live set to your DNB tempo, for example 174 BPM. Import an a cappella or isolated vocal phrase into an audio track named Vox Source. 2. Warp the clip. For long phrases, use Complex or Complex Pro. For short shots, use Transient Mode. Find a single syllable or vowel with a good tone. Set the clip start on the transient and consolidate the selection with CND/Ctrl+J. 3. Duplicate the consolidated clip to a new audio track and name it Vox Chop. Zoom in and trim to the exact portion. Keep roughly 300 to 900 milliseconds depending on desired length. Add a very short fade out on the tail to avoid clicks. Create the dry one-shot stab. Modern Punch. 4. Right-click Vox Chop and choose Slice to new MIDI track with Simpler, or drag the clip into a new MIDI track and load it into Sampler if you want advanced controls. Name the instrument track Vox Stab Dry Sampler. 5. Sampler Setup. Recommended settings. Mode. One shot, no loop. Global. Set the root key to the sample's detected key and fine-tune so it sits in your session key. Filter. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz to tame harsh sibilance. Use LP12 or LP24. Small resonance is okay. Amp envelope. Attack 0 to 5 ms. Decay 100 to 300 ms. Sustain 0. Release 50 to 120 ms. This defines the length and snap. Optional pitch envelope. A subtle pitch drop between -4 and -12 cents or semitones for slight pluck. Use sparingly. 6. Insert these devices after sampler, in this order: EQ8, high pass to remove sub under 6100 Hz, gentle cut 300-500 Hz if boxy, small boost 1.53 kHz around plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB for presence. Drum bus, transient plus 10 to plus 25 for sharper attack, dry very light, 0.3. Saturator, soft clip curve, drive around 1.3 dB for harmonic thickness. Blue compressor, fast attack 1.3 ms, release 0.1 to 0.5 seconds, ratio 2:1:4:1, threshold to taste to glue hits. Utility, use width 0% for low frequencies or automate mono on the low end. 7. Micro timing, nudging the dry stab 10-20 milliseconds ahead of the beat can increase perceived attack. Try small positive or negative offsets and listen. Create the vocoded vintage soul layer. 8. Modulator setup. Duplicate Vox Chop to a track named Vox Modulator. Keep it relatively unprocessed. Pre-vocoder cleanup. Add EQ8 on the modulator and high pass around 120 Hz to remove mud. Optionally, add a fast compressor to tighten dynamics if you want a gated vocoder effect. 9. Carrier setup with wave-eatable. Create a MIDI track Vox Carrier wave-eatable and load wave-eatable. Design a warm carrier. Oscillator 1 saw or warm wave-eatable, osc to another saw slightly detuned. Unison 2-4. Slight detune 520 cents. Low pass filter around 6-8 kHz. Small resonance. Amp envelope short attack. Sustain matching the stab length. Use a sustained MIDI note the length of the stab. 10. Vocoder configuration. Place vocoder on the carrier track after wave-eatable. In vocoder, enable side chain and choose Vox modulator as the input. Bands. Start 24 to 32. More bands give more intelligibility. Fewer bands more grit. Dry slash wet. Around 60-85% wet to favor the effect without burying the carrier. Release. 7150 ms for vintage smear, attack, keep short, 520 ms so transients pass. Pitch tracking, increase moderately, 10-40%, so the carrier chord influences pitch and yields musical harmony. Gate, use it to cut background, set threshold so only the stab triggers bands. If vocoder includes formant or shift, use +/1-3 semitone subtly for vintage color. 11. Shape intelligibility. If muddy, HBDEF the modulator more, e.g. 200-5300 HC. Increase bands, reduce release, and tighten modulator dynamics with compression or transient shaping to increase clarity. To favor sooliness over clarity, reduce bands towards 12-18. Increase release and add tape style saturation. Parallel processing and stereo placement. 12. Stereo staging. Keep the dry sampler stab fairly mono, utility width 0-20%. For punch, make the wave eatable plus vocoder chain wider, width 50-150%, for a silky stereo halo. 13. Vintage chain for the vocoder. After vocoder, add saturator with soft sine curve, drive 0.4 dB and light dynamic tube for coloration. Create a return box plate with hybrid reverb set to plate or spring. Send low amounts, 10-25%. Add a short stereo delay on a return, sync to 1/16 or triplets for feel. Place returns after group processing for consistent behavior. 14. Punch chain for the dry stab. Make a punch bus return with drum bus transient emphasis and presence followed by glue compressor. Send the dry stab into this bus to taste for a tight front. Optionally duplicate the dry chain and heavily compress the duplicate for parallel compression. Final group routing, EQ balance, and side chain. 15. Group both stab tracks into a Vox stab group. Put EQ8 and glue compressor on the group. EQ8. Carve a narrow dip in 4120 HC for bass space, small boost to 4K HC for presence, gentle air shelf 812 KHC if needed, glue compressor, gentle glue, ratio around 2:1, attack 10-30 ms, medium release. 16. Sidechain. Add a compressor after glue or on the group, sidechain to the kick, with fast attack and medium release to duck the stab slightly on the downbeat so kick/bass breathe, or sidechain to the lead snare for groove. 17. Micro delay, try nudging the vocoder 6-10 ms later than the dry stab to create a subtle wash behind the initial hit. ±5-12 ms adjustments can change depth perception. Automation and final polish. 18. Automate the vocoder dry/wet for sections. More vocoder in breakdowns, more dry in drops. 19. Automate reverb send and saturator drive for variation. A little extra saturation on repeat hits intensifies interest. 20. When satisfied, render the combined instrument as a frozen or resampled sample to conserve CPU and reuse the stab across tracks. Common mistakes to avoid: putting vocoder on the modulator instead of on the carrier. Remember, the modulator is the sidechain input, leading sub-frequencies in the modulator. Low energy under 120-250 Hz will smear the vocoder. Oversaturating both chains simultaneously causes harshness and masking. Use gentle saturation and balance levels first. Forgetting to tune the vocal stab root, an out-of-key stab stands out for the wrong reasons. Over wide low frequencies, keep lows mono to avoid phase issues. Neglecting transient shaping, without attack emphasis the stab won't cut through fast DNB drums. Pro tips: build an instrument rack with sampler and the wave eatable plus vocoder chain. Map macros for dry level, vocoder wet, bands, release, punch send, plate send, and width for quick recall. Use a template with a Vox source track, prepared Vox chop, empty sampler, wave-eatable carrier, and return buses to save time. Freeze and flatten the vocoder plus carrier chain and resample for CPU savings and interesting artifacts. Tune sampler root to session key by ear. Slight detune of the carrier plus 515 cents can add gentle chorus or keep it in tune for a tighter result. Duplicate the modulator, compress one copy heavily and feed that to the vocoder for a gated, choppy texture. For a tape vibe, add tiny wow/flatter with chorus before the vocoder or a slow LFO on wave-eatable. If intelligibility is the issue, increase bands and reduce release. For soulful texture, fewer bands and longer release with warm tube saturation. Freeze and resample the vocoder chain if you want to chop it again for creative variations. Mini practice exercise: build two variations. Objective: create two variations, punch first and vintage first, and drop both into an 8-bar DNB loop. Steps: 1. Pick one vocal syllable and create Vox stab dry sampler tuned to your key. 2. Build a Vox carrier wave-eatable and set vocoder with Vox modulator as sidechain. 3. Variation A: punch first, dry stab prominent with drum bus transient heavy, vocoder wet around 40%, tight glue compressor, utility width dry 10%. 4. Variation B. Vintage first, dry stab lower, vocoder wet 80%, bands tilde 16, release 120 ms, more plates send, more saturator and dynamic tube. 5. Place both variants in the loop, solo and compare how each sits with drums and bass. Adjust EQ so both leave space for the bass. Deliverable, export to 1-bar stems named voxstab punch.wav and voxstab vintage.wav and a slash b them in the loop. Recap, you've learned a multi-layer approach. Isolate and tune a clean vocal stab. Build a tight sampler stab with transient shaping and subtle saturation. Design a wave-eatable carrier and route the chopped vocal as the vocoder modulator. Then dial vocoder bands, attack, release and pitch tracking to balance intelligibility versus texture. Use parallel processing, HPF on the modulator, stereo staging with a mono center and wide vocoder halo, and gentle group compression and side chaining so the stab sits with the NB drums and bass. Practice building both punch first and vintage first variations, export stems, and save instrument racks for reuse. Extra coach notes, quick workflow and advanced reminders, use an audio effect rack to split low frequencies to a mono low chain and a wide high chain, map the crossover to a macro. For de-essing, duplicate the modulator, isolate 410kHC with a narrow EQ, compress that copy hard and blend to tame sibilance before vocoding. Use frequency shifter after vocoder for subtle formant motion, and slow LFO on wave-eatable for organic movement. When phasing occurs between layers, try inverting phase on one chain, or nudge timing by a few milliseconds instead of radically moving things. Save instrument rack presets into your user library, with a note about tempo and key.